Okay, so welcome, guys, to my talk, Mainline Kernel for Fairphones, the update for 2026. So my name is Luca Weiss. I'm working in the software longevity team at Fairphone, and also PostgreSQL core contributor and open Razor maintainer. And I'm here on my own, so don't take it as a thing for work. And you can find me on Mastodon and on my website. So let's look a bit back at the Fairphone 4 and 5. What was said like 2 years ago? So you can see like it was a bit of green, like as in terms of what functionality was working on mainland Linux or in PostgreSQL in particular. And yeah, so it wasn't particularly great. But as you can see, I've already placed some stars here to kind of indicate like what functionality is actually working as of today. And Fairphone 4 was launched about 4 years ago, and Fairphone 5 about 2.5 years ago. So good amount of time has passed since then. So the state today, as you can see, it is actually quite colorful by now, and not so gray anymore. So I would say on both devices, quite some functionality works by now, which is really nice. Audio. I was writing these slides at the beginning of the week. Fortunately, some things have already fallen into places. So Fairphone 4 has work in progress audio, speaker audio. And Fairphone 5, we have audio merged already, and the microphone is currently work in progress. Or it has a draft merge request open that is actually seemingly working. One more other big area is like the cameras still need some improvements, of course. There's not really any tuning yet, which is work in progress from the lib camera side. There's also a talk tomorrow at 1:30 about tuning open source cameras, and for example autofocus. But this should also be getting worked on because also the kernel support for the focus is already in place. And for sure, there's still some stability and reliability improvements that are needed to make it find like properly great. What's coming next? Speaker microphone is kind of done by now, which is nice. Instead in the audio category, the USB-C analog audio is not, but it's a very obscure feature that probably nobody's using. Call audio, since we have speaker microphone now working, we're hoping to work on this beginning of next week at the PostgreSQL hackathon that we have. For the camera, the main camera is not working yet. But since the C5 support in the CamAssess driver in upstream, or at least some patches are available by far, so that blocker is resolved. So I can actually try again to make the main camera work, and not just the ultra wide and the front camera. And there's also some progress to get or some things to do to actually still getting some of the patches upstream that are currently not. And there's some extra components like NFC and the time of flight sensor, where like if somebody's interested in working on this, these are two quite standalone components of the phone. I'm personally probably not going to work on this because they're reasonably complicated, and there's not much use case for this for now. The Fairphone 4, it's kind of a bit similar situation. The speaker is now working. It's not merged yet. The microphone, still need to try if this works, and also call audio would be the next step afterwards. For the camera, we like getting the focus cards to work so you can actually do the camera focus for the rear cameras. Should be coming somewhat soon. And then actually getting the fuel gauge and charger drivers, so to get the battery percentage and know whether the phone is charging and handle the charging properly. Getting these patches upstream is on the to-do list. And same with the Fairphone 5, also NFC and time of flight sensor, which should be actually exactly the same sensor as in Fairphone 5. So two devices. And also, by the way, for the audio, big thanks to Bushan, Bharadwaj, and Alexandre for actually helping this. I was doing some initial patches like a long time ago, but it didn't work or it didn't really work, and these three people and some others who are helping us really, really helped push this forward, and that's why it's working now. Going a bit back further with the older Fairphone devices, so the Fairphone 3, is essentially getting occasional improvements. It is not bad support, to be fair. Since 2014, got USB-C handling, and a lot of the components or a lot of the patches that were there were upstreamed. And the speaker on the Fairphone 3 is working, the Fairphone 3 Plus not, because it has a different audio amplifier. There I'm also trying to upstream the patch, but it's it is not going very fast because I'm not really spending any time on this. Camera, as you can see on the right here, is also working to some extent, or it is working with out-of-tree patches. But they also need to figure out how to correctly put them with the, because you can change the camera modules between your Fairphone 3 and Fairphone 3 Plus. So it needs some sort of auto detection, which is not really trivial. And Fairphone 2, essentially, there was no feature development in recent years at all. Like, I was rebasing and releasing the, let's say, the a patch set on top of the upstream kernel. But also since 6.17, the GPU doesn't work anymore, because a sort of workaround because of missing IMU support in the kernel was dropped in 6.17, so now you can't use the GPU anymore, which is a bit sad. There is a way to get it working again by adding IMU support for this SoC, but there's only a half-baked patch and it doesn't really work. So like, if somebody's interested, please work on this. So it is kind of unfortunately mostly end of life, and I don't really plan on doing much more on that device because, yeah, also in the last years, nothing has happened. The new device, the Fairphone Gen 6, it was announced 7 months ago, so reasonably new, recent. And right now, I would say it's like basic usable support. You can see there's a bit of green. Wi-Fi and Bluetooth is working, camera flash, modem is working, USB, Hall effect sensor, haptics, and like basic screen stuff. But also, the primary focus right now is actually getting the proper full screen support, so with the DPU driver working, which will then make the screen also run much better than it is right now. And it also unblocks some GPU support, which will be quite nice. It is actually already working, or somewhat working, on a different device with the same SoC, so it shouldn't be too far away, really. But needs some debugging still, why it's not working. And yeah, still there, also the next step is getting the current functionality upstream. The sensors, so like the rotation sensor and the ambient brightness sensor, they are work in progress. It probably needs some adjustment in the user space, hexagon RPC daemon, and some patches for the kernel to enable the fast RPC support. And I've also taken a look into the like what is necessary to get the camera support working on this SoC, because this SoC was not supported at all by on upstream when I started with this, and I think so far I've also been the only contributor to this. So essentially, all of the SoC work also needs to be done first before actually enabling the device-specific parts. Yes. So, are we daily driver yet? It's the big question. On the 5.5, it is actually slowly getting there. If you need phone calls, not yet. Hopefully, we can make it work. But who needs phone calls, you know? Yeah, and for other devices, it's still a bit further away. Like 5.4 is, let's say, the next best supported phone as of right now. Hopefully, 5.6 is also getting there soon enough. Hopefully, the post-marketer's hardware testing automation, like with the PCB that we have made, you can view that the post-marketer stand, right, by the way, in the UD building. In the other building. And also, of course, to make the phone daily drivable or make it even better. So also, a bunch of non-kernel improvements are needed. So that's... make improvements to PostMarketers itself, or the UI, or apps, or anything else. And thank you.